Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by the casino at Delaware Park, which is open for gaming, live racing, wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. You can visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery, must be 21 to play. All right, today's question, in light of the Phillies game tonight already being postponed or canceled, or what's the phrase? I mean, not played tonight.
So originally it was canceled. They've corrected to say postponed as of now.
Yeah, I mean, it's the better term, right?
Because
obviously the
exactly.
idea is to try to play it later. All right, so in light of that and so many different Marlins already having tested positive, their game tonight, by the way, has already been canceled. The Marlins game, hard to imagine the Marlins game tomorrow gets played, but today's question, do you think MLB, Major League Baseball, will complete their season? A, yes. B, no. Disappointing to be asking this question three games into the season, but we'll ask you for obvious reasons because, you know, they've already been faced now with a real challenge with one team having massive amounts of coronavirus positive tests, another team, the Phillies, having just played that team, and then other teams about to play those teams. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494. Talk to Gary in Whitehall. Hey, Gary.
Hey, morning, guys. How we doing?
Gary,
hello?
I don't know how to answer that. How we doing?
How we doing?
Trying to stay calm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're disappointed. We're aggravated. We're concerned about the season on two different fronts.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, you know what I'm doing? I'm staying safe. I keep my distance. I wash my hands. I don't touch my face. I'm sensible.
Oh, well, let me ask a question to you a different way. How do you feel about the Phillies?
Three games, I'm not worried. It's three games. Yeah, they probably should have taken two out of the three. When you put a pitcher in there that doesn't belong on the roster, and then you bring a guy in from the bullpen who's not a relief pitcher, and he's probably not even a major league starter, but he's not a relief pitcher. That's what happened. No fault to Joe Girardi because his hands are tied to what he had because there's no help. Do I need to say more?
Well, yeah. I mean, is there fault for Girardi and Liriano being cut? I mean, like, why was Francisco?
Josh Harrison, Logan Forsythe, Francisco Liriano should be on the team.
Yeah.
They were all cut because money was going to put us in the luxury, whatever, beyond the luxury threshold.
That's
we
not
need
Joe
more
Drury.
Help. Yeah, well.
Yeah, but here's the
it's
thing, Gary.
It's Middleton.
But we also need Girardi to fight that fight.
Right.
I mean, right? Oh, where did Gary go? Gary, that's the way I look at it. Gary, what do you got here? Best TV host.
I'm going to throw a changeup, something that Velasquez can't throw. I'm going to go with Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen, you got it, man. That's true. The daytime type talk shows as well is a whole nother genre.
You're a big Ellen fan?
I'm not, actually.
We know the show's not an Ellen
fan.
No,
she annoys me. I mean, I think she seems like a fine person. She just really annoys me. She doesn't annoy me as much as Vince Velasquez pitching, but she annoys me nonetheless.
She annoys you because she's, like, overconfident or something? Like,
she
like
annoys me.
You normally have something against a smarmy.
I don't like smarmy, and I'll put it into four words. All right? Four
she
words.
She could be smarmy, I think.
Four words. She tries too hard.
Well,
she's
funny.
She's somewhat funny.
You know, there's a lot of stuff coming out about Ellen that she's not a very nice person.
Well, I saw some of that. I don't know if I buy that.
In my Us Weekly.
She's struck me as a nice person for a long time.
I have a subscription to Us. Did you know that?
You're
delivered right to my house.
Really?
Thank God.
I do.
Thank God you said it and not me. A lot of free time.
I don't know. Like, honestly, I don't know where or when it happened. It might have happened, like, back when I was playing, because I used to take Us Weekly into the training room.
Well, have you been getting it for 20 years?
Maybe.
Well, you don't know that if you've been getting it for
I'm not sure. I've been getting it for a long time.
Wow.
But you know how, like, subscriptions renew unless you stop them. I think I might have started getting it back when I was an Eagles player, and I would take it in there, and Buck and I would read about Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston while we were getting treatment.
I'm borderline amazed. Let's talk to Bob in Springfield. What's up, Bob?
Hey, guys, let me take out a speaker. Hold on 1 second.
You got it, Bob.
Good morning.
Good
hey,
morning.
I got it. I do have a guest for you at the end. I wasn't sure when I first got on, but yep. Hey, Joe, you know, I know you get kidded a lot, and you take it great, and you're a perfect team to both of you, because you can be self-deprecating, but you also can laugh along with everybody else. But my respect for you, like, times 10%, I mean, 10 times after Friday, you know, because you're a man to tell it. It's not afraid to say, man, that really choked me up, you know. And,
well, thanks. You're talking about when I was crying?
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that, Joe.
I appreciate that. Listen, if crying's okay for Dick Vermeil, crying's okay for me. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, I mean, listen, it's a big deal to have sports back, and it hits me in a way. I think it hits a lot of us, and that's just the way I express myself. So, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. John, somebody put them aside for you back before you retire, but you got a whole stack of glamour magazines down the Eagles locker room.
Probably, yeah.
Now, listen, real quick. Lou Williams is a total loser.
Yep.
What is he trying to do? He doesn't like the food, so he goes and eats at a strip club. He leaves the bubble.
He's not a loser, but he acted like an idiot, and it was very
moronic.
It was very moronic and
endangering everyone else for your own selfish purposes. And to say that you were gone to a family member's funeral,
right? And it's takeout. He's claiming it was takeout. So, I mean, my thing, Bob, is I am really happy the NBA is putting him in a 10-day quarantine.
Oh, my. And I hope
he's got no television, no internet. No, it's not going to be like that. But I mean, as an NBA fan, I was annoyed. I was annoyed. I mean, if you don't want to do it, don't sign up for it. All right. If you don't want to play by the rules, don't freaking show up.
Yeah. And I'm just disappointed that he chose to eat at a strip club. Who does that? You know, it's like. What are you getting, crabs? Are you getting the crabs special?
Well, you got to remember, those gentlemen's clubs, I mean, they actually have some decent food every once in a while.
Come on, man.
Camera!
Come on.
All right, Bob, best TV host.
You know what? I hope that other players, you know, honestly, Bob, I hope other players sense his level of embarrassment for the fact that this has now been broadcast, the stupidity of his actions, and I hope it actually works as a deterrent to prevent other guys from doing similarly stupid stuff.
I agree. Bob, best TV host, who do you have?
I'm going back a little bit, but he was the father of them all, Phil Donahue.
Phil? Oh, man. Yeah. He was a classic back in the day. Had the big glasses on and daytime. He was like pre-Oprah daytime.
And he like seemed to own a lot of stuff, right? Like Phil Donahue Productions.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Seemed like he owned all the other stuff that
he
was
did.
On TV.
Let me ask a question. I just said the word Oprah or the name Oprah.
Oh, no.
Did I inadvertently take Oprah off the board?
Could have definitely been a winning answer. When you just reiterated
up like right. that,
right.
Yes.
Oprah probably would have been the winning answer.
But I think it's important that you took her off. I think it's good because it would be hard to vote against.
Because we know she would win, and this way it almost becomes more fun. Yeah. Wide open. It's wide open.
Good job, Joe.
James, you got something in there?
John Heyman said, hold on, let me pull it back up. He said that as of this point, there have been no serious discussions about suspending the season for what it's worth.
Well, I hope not. I mean, I that would strike me as a drastic measure. But clearly there needs to be.
Yeah, he said, since the outbreak has been confined to the Marlins thus far, there's been no serious discussion at this point about pausing/suspending the season.
See, there's a whole other aspect to this, which is how many days would you need, John, for the Marlins to not play? To what extent do you force them to use their?
Well, that's part of the reason they have the 60 man, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So do you make them use, you know, their 10 to 15 extra guys? You know, like you know, now you're fielding a really lesser team.
Do we even know what the specifics on the incubation and the gestation, whatever those Asian terms are with this?
I don't.
We don't know.
No, we don't.
We don't clearly have an idea of how long we need to be cautious and that sort of thing.
Right.
So, yeah, I think err to the side of, like, extreme caution and say you got to use the depths of your deepest roster. Put guys on the field who were nowhere near anyone else for the last, you know, for the beginning of the year.
Remember, the Phillies are keeping their players, that extra group of 30, away. They're at one of the ballparks, the minor league ballparks.
Yeah.
And yeah. So they're really, really away.
Yeah.
So it's almost like you got this second roster ready to go.
Bring them in.
Bring them in. But, I mean,
Bust them over.
Do you make the Marlins play that game tomorrow with those guys, or do you say, you know, let's take 3 days off? I don't know. I'm just asking the question. I mean,
I think you got to keep the schedule as on the nose as you can and just bust the new guys in that were nowhere near the, you know, at-risk guys.
I don't know. I mean, there's something to be said for just say, hey, we're taking a couple days off and we'll revisit this thing on Wednesday or Thursday. And, you know, maybe the Marlins don't play 60 games and maybe the team the Marlins are playing against don't play 60. Maybe they can make it up with doubleheaders. Maybe they can't. Maybe some teams this year are going to play 60 games. Maybe some teams are going to play 58. Maybe some teams are going to play 52. I don't know. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, reaction to the 76ers exhibition games. Ben Simmons raining threes. How about it? Well, not exactly raining them, but he made some. Jared Cameron, Jen Ritchie on WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.